This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Web browser company Opera announced today it will now allow users to download and use large language models, LLMs, locally on their computer. This feature is first rolling out to Opera One users who get developer stream updates and will allow users to select from over 150 models from more than 50 families. These models include Llama from Meta, Gemma from Google, and Vicuna. The feature will be available to users as part of Opera's AI Feature Drops program to let users have early access to some of the AI features. The company said it is using the Llama open source framework in the browser to run these models on your computer. Currently, all available models are a subset of Llama's library, but in the future, the company is looking to include models from different sources. The company mentioned that each variant would take up more than 2 gigabytes of space on your local system, so you should be careful with your free space to avoid running out of storage. Notably, Opera is not doing any work to save storage while downloading a model. Opera has now, for the first time ever, provided access to a large selection of third-party local LLMs directly in the browser. It is expected that they may reduce in size as they get more and more specialized for the tasks at hand, Jan Standel, VP Opera, told TechCrunch in a statement. This feature is useful if you plan to test various models locally, but if you want to save space, there are plenty of online tools like Quora's Poe and Hugging Chat to explore different models. Opera has been toying with AI-powered features since last year. The company launched an assistant called Aria, located in the sidebar last May, and introduced it to the iOS version in August. In January, Opera said it is building an AI-powered browser with its own engine for iOS, as the EU's Digital Markets Act, DMA, asked Apple to shed the mandatory WebKit engine requirement for mobile browsers. That's all for now. For more stories like this one, visit TechCrunch.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.